Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Vic?
It is.
Oh, hi, Vic. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday.
Right? The only problem is it's early in the morning, and now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear or how this works other than pricing?
No, just pricing is all I'm concerned with.
Okay, you got it. I can help you with that. The nice thing.
Are you guys local here? Are you here in Washington State, or where are you located?
No, we're actually in Southern California, but our service area is the entire United States region and Canada. So we service all of North America. And that's actually such a good question, because the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity. So although we're in California, the position that became available today is in your area, okay? Once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to close out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right? Yep, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So price-wise, since you are an established business of 35 years, I can put you into our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And then what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Now, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
I don't. I don't have anything much online. I mean, I've inquired in different places. The one place I inquired was pretty interesting to me was Capital Press newspaper.
Okay.
They set up a website also for you, and they're probably competitive with you. I think it's $300 to set up, and then $150 a month. With that's what it was.
Okay, so Capital Press newspaper definitely is not a premier partner to Google. There's only 7 premier partners in the entire nation, and we happen to be one of them. So what they possibly do is maybe they would build you a website for the $300 upfront charge, and then the $150 monthly is the hosting of the site. And, I mean, that's not a bad idea, because it is 2022 and you're going to need a site anyway. But the problem is a site in and of itself will never bring you a new client. So the value to what we do is putting that site front and center on Google and getting your phone ringing with new business. Because when a consumer does a search, let's say somebody types in excavation or, land clearing or grading or resloping or anything that results in what you offer, we'll make sure that Vic Mason Excavating comes up front and center every single time. And when somebody conducts that search, 87% will hire off the first page, but yet less than 1% will click to page two. And I think that that's because, you know, we're in an instant gratification type of a world. People do a search, they see the companies up, our local incredible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know? So here's why I asked you about your, if you had a business Facebook page. If you don't have one, we're, since we're a premier partner to Google, we would create one for you. And what Google allows us to do is bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we'll run Facebook ads for you. Since you don't have a website, I actually charge $400 extra to put the site together. But one thing I can do is explain to my supervisor your situation. And since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can ask them if they would allow me to include that for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because like I said before, I figure, you know, being that it's 2022, you're going to need that site anyway. Okay? So if I got that all authorized to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that you're more than willing to give it a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Vic. You're going to absolutely love this. So let me send out the request. And then while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So what's your email address?
It's VicMasonExcavating@gmail.com.
Oh, good. You have it to match the business. That's great. VicMasonExcavating@gmail.com. Now, if I get this site approved for you, are, do you have anything special that you'd want to put up there, like a logo or pictures or before and after photos? If you don't, it's okay. We can use stock photos, but if you have something, it'd be great if you could get that over to us. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have pictures of jobs. I just finished a huge pond. It looks really nice. Right next to our house, you know. Yeah.
Let me put that in the notes here, because I definitely want to promote that for you. Because, you know, if you don't have anything, we use stock photos, which is great. But if you have a huge pond like that and some pretty before and afters, that will add to your credibility. So I'm going to put this
here.
Has pictures of a huge pond you just finished, before and after. Okay, I'll put that in there so that the technician will know to ask you when they call you. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Through this main number.
Okay, and then the address of 11303 Wide Hollow Road, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if we're going to need Google to send you another PIN verification code, because I see that you do have a verified Google listing. Do you remember if you set that up or if there was another company that did that in the past?
I may have set that up in the past.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll send you a little invite to add us as a manager, so that we can start optimizing it to promote you on the first page. If Google chooses to send you another PIN verification code, it will be there within about 5 to 10 days. So if you see, you know, a 5-digit code coming in the mail, just make sure to get it back to us. But like I said, since you already have a listing, I don't know if they're going to want to send you another one or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit.
And it's your name on the card, Vic, or the company name,
it
or
is.
Both?
Well, both.
Both, okay. Any middle name or initial for you?
H.
Vic H. Mason?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Victor.
Okay, Victor H. Mason. And then is the Wide Hollow Road also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, and then the card number when you're ready.
4852 3600 0080 6778.
Okay, expiration?
06/22.
And then the code on the back?
479.
And how much is this first initial?
It's just for $398 out the door, and that's going to include the website. And then each month moving forward, it will go down to $299. So that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then what I'm going to do right now, Vic, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Vic Mason Excavating.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
It's Victor H. Mason, doing business as Vic Mason Excavating.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's just so it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 24th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm looking at the calendar. I have a 9 o'clock open for a client interview. Would that work, or do you want to do something later in the day?
Oh, earlier would be better.
Earlier? Okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 9 to 10 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. And then do me a favor, Vic. I have to go over the card again. I tried to process it, and it says I have an invalid number, so I think one of my digits is off. I'm so sorry.
It's 4852
4600 7600 okay
0080 6778
okay, and then 6 of 22 was the expiration?
Yes.
And 479 on the back?
Yep.
Okay, let me try to process again and see if this works. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I think it's going through this time because it takes a little bit longer. Okay, good. It did go through. So I want you to check in just a moment. You should get a text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
So there's a little link in there that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, so I just want you to open that link and acknowledge the terms, and that will actually lock in your pricing and ensure that it never goes up in the future. So if you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Click on that.
Yeah, click on the link in the text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. And once you click the link,
are you there?
Yeah, and then it'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash. if it opens. You know, I never told you, but I have relatives up there in Yakima.
Yeah. Okay, I clicked
on
that. Now,
okay, so if you scroll to the bottom, all the way down, you'll see there's a little box that you have to check. And it'll say, I'm authorized on this account, so you have to hit the check mark.
Oh, I lost the whole thing somehow.
Oh, no problem.
You there?
I'm here. We can do it again. I don't mind waiting. So you had the page, and then when you scrolled down, the whole thing went away, huh? That's frustrating.
I don't see a small box. All I see is a
above,
email address.
Oh, it doesn't say you clicked on the link and you see an email, because it's not supposed to show an email. It's just supposed to show local / terms of experience.
Let me click on this. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says... Just, yeah, 2 of 3, and just a email address. It says what the terms and conditions.
Okay, so scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see where there's that orange box that says confirm signature. Right above the orange box, you have to type your name in exactly the way I did it, Victor H. Mason. Because that matches your billing. So if you put Vic Mason, it'll probably not accept it. And then before you hit confirm signature, above the line, there's a line up there above the signature, there's a little box that says, I certify that I'm authorized on the account.
I checked that. I did.
Okay. So if it goes through properly, it's now going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Yeah.
So is it asking?
I clicked on that.
Okay, so now it says username and password? Or no? If you check the box and you type your name in, then you have to hit the orange button that says confirm signature. That's what will actually make it take you to that next page that asks for the username.
Yeah, you want me to sign this so it says signature?
Yep, put in the e-signature of Victor H. Mason. She put a note in here that your son's going to eventually take over the business. That's so great. You're a family-run business, huh?
Okay.
It went through?
I signed it and sent push confirm, or yeah.
Okay. Well, then you should be good to
confirm
go.
Signature.
And then is it saying username and password?
Yeah, I didn't sign it. I just typed in my name.
Yep, you typed in
your name.
And then when you hit confirm signature, what happened?
Nothing. You just said, yeah.
Oh.
I'll say it again, make sure it wasn't there.
Yeah, make sure the box is checked above the line. And then make sure that your name is Victor H. Mason. Put it exactly there.
Oh, okay, because I just put Vic Mason.
Yeah, put Victor H. Mason. It has to
all
match
right.
The way I put it.
Hang on. I just flashed up, get started, and confirm now, and yeah.
And now it's not.
I tried to cancel that signature out, and it wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, it wouldn't let you do it? Okay. So if you click on the link again, and you don't have to do this right now, I'll have my technician just double check when they call you between 9 and 10 that it gets done. But if you just go back to the text and click on the link again, you can just go in and it will have a fresh box down there for you. It'll be blank. So then you can type it in the way, you know, Victor H. Mason, and then click the box and hit confirm. So now that you know how to do it, it'll take you 2 seconds. You could even do it once we're off the phone. But like I said, I gave you that legacy rate pricing, and I don't want to see it go up. So once you do that, you'll be guaranteed to be locked into this rate, okay?
All right. Let's roll with that.
Yeah, we can try to do it again and just make sure. I live by that saying, it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
It just scrolls up to online marketing. You there?
So, it says online marketing now. It doesn't say local/terms of experience?
No.
I wonder if it went through. And I'm just not seeing it on my end, because it's typically once you get through. Oh, you know what? I think you're on the actual website and you're not on the terms.
Oh.
So yeah, because it says online marketing. Okay, I see what would happen. So I got a notification here that says client declined to sign the terms of agreement. So I think what happened, Vic, is when you went in to hit confirm signature, instead you hit cancel. So I think you can just do it again. So go back and open the link again in your text message. I'll dismiss this note here just so that it gets. And then that will take you to a fresh page, local/terms of experience.
Okay, I'm back to the link again.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Let me tap it so I can get back to that box.
Please.
This client appointment, it won't let me go back to that box.
Okay. Are you in your email now, or are you looking at your text messages?
I'm looking at my text messages.
Okay. Do me a favor. Since it's not working through your text message, I sent you an email that says local/ your initial invoice, and that same link is in the email. So I think if you open up your email, that'll go faster. Let's try to do it that way.
All right, I'll try that.
Yep. So if you see appointment for the client interview or welcome to local/, don't worry about those emails. Just look for the one that says local/ initial invoice.
Okay, I got to the email.
Good. Okay, good. I'm happy. See, you're really tech savvy. I'm happy to talk to someone that's good at navigating through a computer. So that's great.
Well, so, I'm not very good. Real good. But I.
No, you're doing great. You'd be surprised. Some of the business owners I talk to, they think I'm talking Greek when I say this. So you're doing good. So if you see in that email, it'll say click here to accept the subscription terms, and there's a little link in blue where it says here. It's in blue. Click here.
Okay,
click on that, and this will take you to a fresh page of what we already did.
Well, I'm not seeing anything. There's nothing in blue.
Okay, so you're on the email, right?
I scroll all the way up, and I got a phone number at the bottom.
Okay, so go back to the email, Vic, and right at the beginning, it'll say, let me open it up too so I can read you exactly what it says. It'll say, Dear Vic Mason, thank you for choosing Local Splash, right? Your invoice is located below this email. Do you see that?
Hang on. Okay, now it says type in your phone number. You want me to type in all everything they asked for?
Does it say username and password?
No, it says telephone number, email, and
okay,
message.
Hold on. No, I don't think that's the right page. Just give me a second here. I was just trying to put a note in here because I'm sending notes to the technician since they're going to call you at 9. You said you were servicing Tri-Cities to Allentown or Allentown?
Ellensburg.
Okay. I had that in the notes, but I just wasn't sure if it was correct. Okay. Tri-Cities to Ellensburg. And then it says preferred method of contact. That'll be phone because they're going to call you. Additional notes, I'm going to put here, client has a Google business page, maybe adding us as manager, but please send new PIN verification if needed. Okay. I'm trying to submit those notes over to them so that they can get ready to call you at 9. Okay. So now.
Are they going to call me today at 9 or?
Yeah, they're calling you today at 9, between 9 and 10 today.
Well, I'm going to be hearing about, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to crawl in a semi. I've got to go down to Sunnyside.
Oh, you have to leave. Okay.
I'll be driving truck, and I can't hardly talk on the phone. You can't hear
me
very well.
Okay, no problem. Let me reschedule it then. What time will you be back? Do you want me to do maybe 1 or 2 this afternoon, or?
2 o'clock this afternoon would be good.
2. Okay, let me fix that. I'll just change it from 2 to 3 instead of from 9 to 10. Will that work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to change it from 2 to 3. And then you'll be back and you'll be able to concentrate. Okay. I got it. I just snagged that 2 o'clock appointment. So you're good there. You're going to get a call from 2 to 3. So that went through. Okay. So the only thing is on your email, did you click on the one that says local / initial invoice?
No.
Okay. Look at your emails again. You're going to have probably 4 emails from me. One will say.
Oh, yeah. It says local / invoice.
Initial.
Yeah.
Okay. Click that one. When you open that email, it's going to say, Dear Vic Mason, thank you for choosing local /. Your invoice is located below. Do you see that? This is where you're actually reading the email itself.
Yeah, it still came up to that. Sign your name. I put my name in and asked for a phone number and email address and a message on the bottom of it. That all came back up again.
Let's see here.
There's a little blue, like a email insignia there. It's in blue. I hit on that, but it didn't do anything.
Where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send you the link in a text, and all you have to do is click on it. You don't have to actually read anything. I'm just gonna send you. Let's try it this way. Okay. I just sent you a link in a text. Tell me if you got it.
Nope, nothing's come through.
I'm doing it again. It'll come. We just,
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
So when you click on that link, tell me what you see. It'll say local / terms of experience, right? Uh-oh.